Frank, how's it going?
Yo, what's up, man?
How's the road?
It's good. Quiet. It's quiet.
That's good to hear. All right, so hopefully Drew jumps on in a second. Are you still driving for a few minutes? Okay, cool. We'll just have you go pick them real quick, sight unseen.
Oh yeah.
Just go with the heart on this one.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna be. What's up, Daddy Drew?
What's up? That's fucking right.
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, hanging in there, man.
All right, good. Let's get this going. But
Yeah, we gotta get Frank's in quick. All right. So Frank, we're just gonna start with you right now. I'll cut this in later because I'm just an
Oh,
expert editor.
splicing. He's
I'm
splicing.
gonna splice it in. I'm gonna splice this in. It's gonna be insane. All right, Frank, you got matchup number one. You have Commissious Coxman versus my ball Zach Ertz. Me versus Ryan. I'm 0-1. Ryan is top of the league with 130 points last week. What do you think? Frank, you there?
So okay, initial reaction. Yeah, so you lost last week. Had a pretty underwhelming performance from a
couple of the guys. I don't think that happens again. I think Ryan got a little lucky last week, so I'm gonna go with the Coxman this week.
Love that. I was already typing my name in the notes. I just knew it. I just had a feeling. Good pick, Frank. Game number two, Sean Automatux versus Team Smoot. Smoot 0-1 on his first game in the league. No beginner's luck for him. What do you think, Frank?
Smoot 0-1. I did not sleep on Sean last week. Gonna sleep on him this week. Gonna go with Smoot. Gets his first win in the
Love
league.
that. I love that. We're always sleeping on Sean.
Fuck
Next
that.
matchup, we got Mitch anti-vaxxers. It's always you know what it is with Mitch versus Alex Daddy Long Legs. What are you thinking, Frank?
So I think I picked Mitch last week, and I'm pretty sure he disappointed me. So fuck Mitch. I'm
Yeah,
going
he
with
did.
you.
It's always,
Okay.
always has been, always will be.
Exactly. Next matchup, Frank. Your team 1-0, nice start versus the Glizzy Goblins, Mike, who just joined on the
I'm here.
podcast.
I'm
Yeah.
here.
Frank,
Just
Frank,
in
what do you
time,
think?
brother.
Just in time. Mike had an unfortunate injury at quarterback. I think he was droppable anyways. I'm gonna go with myself on this one.
Oh.
Let's
Woo.
go.
I love quick picks, Frank. I may need to make this a weekly segment.
Yeah.
All right. Next matchup, Joff, Mr. Jeffers. Rebrand, love it, versus Drew 09. Both 1-0. First time both these guys have been 1-0 probably since 09. So what do you think, Frank?
So I know Mr. Jopp has the one and only Jefferson had a big game last week. I don't think he has that big of a game this week. Don't know who he's playing. Don't care. I'm gonna ride with Drew in this one.
Let's
Oh,
go in
nine,
the front
baby.
office, baby.
Woo! All right, last matchup, Frank. I feel like you're crushing it so far. We got Dak and the Ankle Breakers 0-1 expected versus Phil Rolling Socks 0-1 not expected. What are you thinking on this one?
Dak and the Ankle Breakers. Dak broke something else this week, so I'm going with Cormack in this one.
Easy money. Easy money, quick pick, Franks. I don't know how much time you have, but you can feel free to stay on as long as you'd like, Frank. You fulfilled your duty though, so if you need to go, feel free. With that,
I'll stick around for a little bit and I'll just hop off whenever.
sounds good, sounds good, brother. All right, so we'll start the official. We'll do the official beginning
Yeah, do
in
your countdown. Do your countdown.
3, 2. All
Nice.
right. Guys, welcome to Keeping Up with the Commissioners podcast. We got full crew this week. Vice Commissioner Drew, assistant to the Vice Commissioner Callahan, and Quick Picks Frank. He's on for a little bit. We got his Quick Picks segment coming up later in the podcast. Definitely going to edit up being after this. Stay tuned for that editing job. How does everyone feel after week one? Let's start with Frank.
Oh, feel great. So yeah, it wasn't talked about last, I don't think in the last episode, but I did win last year. Only two-time winner in the league. I intend to make that three this year. Off to a hot start, and yeah, just happy that football's back.
Love it. Drew, how you feeling?
Frankie, are you in the car with your wife?
No, my wife is in the car behind me, and the baby is bawling.
I love that commitment. I do wish you were driving your young child right now while making a podcast. I feel like that is the irresponsibility that we need out of you. I am feeling...
That'll come when she's a little older, I think.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fair. I'm feeling great, guys. Great to be here. Happy to be here.
I specifically didn't say fuck earlier because I was worried that the baby was listening, so that's pretty good on me. Like, I should get some points for that.
That is some respect right there.
It's hashtag respect with the two, like Derek Jeter respect. That's what that is. Mike, how you feeling after week one?
Down. So bad.
Yeah, it's not great. But hey, that's, you can't overreact to week one.
You can. You can.
Yeah, this is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to overreact to week one. Fantasy, whatever. Had an underwhelming game. That's okay. I'm not going to get duds later on. 0-1, fine in fantasy. Cleveland Browns. I told you guys I was drafting the next Justin Tucker in fantasy. Cade York, 58-yard bomb. The rookie would have been good from 68, 70. Absolutely blasted. I'm on top of the world. That would have been the worst loss of my life to Baker Mayfield. Dominated him the whole game. Two blown coverages will let him back in it. But guess what? We won. We're rolling, playing the Jets this week. And guess what? My bet of the week, smash it. Not only did I hit the spread, should have bet money line.
Who else won?
I'm 1-0 on my bet of the week. Mikey as well, because he took Q's spread.
Yep.
Sorry about that, Drew. Yep. We enjoyed the UConn-Syracuse game mightily last weekend. That was phenomenal.
Yep.
And Drew, you also won. We're 3-0 on bets of the week.
That's what I'm talking about.
So if you guys want to win money, come here for bets of the week. Frank, I know you haven't looked at it, but since you may have to hop off at some point, do you have a bet of the week to throw in?
Unfortunately,
I think he's turning. I heard a turn signal.
No.
Okay. No bet of the week. You know what? I'm going to need you a little more prepared next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So let's get down to brass tacks here. There was a little controversy over the week regarding a keeper situation from last season. The league office is aware. In my mind, based on the current rules, totally fair use of the rules.
Yeah.
We will work on a fix. I don't know what the fix is, but we will have that adjusted. No harm, no foul.
I don't think there needs to be a fix. I think this should be like healthcare in the United States, bro. Just let it fucking run rampant, dog.
Hey, listen, I don't hate that. I know Mike feels differently. Mike, would you like to give your thoughts? I know you're more passionate about it than the rest of us.
Yeah, go ahead, Liz Warren.
I can't hear any of you.
Can you really not?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you Mike? Hear me?
Yes. We got Mike joining live on site. We want to get your thoughts on the controversy this week regarding the keeper situation.
Yeah, I mean... You can't be doing that. We need to amend that ruling ASAP. I'm glad it was brought to my attention because I'm here for the betterment of the league, but we need to fix that rule.
Yep. As mentioned before, when you couldn't hear, something we're going to work on, all fair based on the current rules last year. So no
Agreed.
Harm, no foul.
Agreed.
Let's get right into this week's picks. So we are going to start off with my matchup. Let me just get my notes ready here. Okay, so I'll do our records at the end just because I didn't do it yet, and we can do it as Drew rambles about other shit from last week. First matchup, my team, 0-1 versus Ryan, 1-0. Opposite end of the spectrums here, my team underperformed. However, I had three guys get me essentially 5 points, and I still scored over 100. That's not going to happen again. I think I'm going to give Allen Robinson one more chance in my flex. I'm going to give him one more chance. If he disappoints me this week, I'm outright cutting him. I was really mad at his performance. Matt Stafford only likes white wide receivers. I should have factored that into my draft. but Ryan's team, they popped last week. There's nothing you could say about it, really. I mean, Josh Allen, phenomenal. He's got Jonathan Taylor, who's good. Miles Sanders did great. I don't expect that this week against Minnesota. That's actually one of the reasons why I'm going to win. Jalen Waddle is playing Baltimore, which is from last week. Jerry Jeudy, not too worried about. Ryan's got a great team. I'm not going to lie. He's got a great team. But Saquon Barkley's back big time. Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. He's playing the Bears this week. Playoff Lenny did just enough last week. Serviceable. Juju, wide receiver one in Kansas City. Allen Robinson, get me 5 points and stay on the team. Cade York's going to get me maybe 25 against the Jets. I'm picking myself. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you are really scraping for excuses here. I think deep down you think you're going to lose this game. And nope. So I'm riding with Ryan.
Good. I love it. Pick up a game in the competition. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ryan's team's really good. He put up points. And not only his starting lineup, his fucking bench put up a lot of points last week too. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I love Saquon. I think he's going to go crazy this year. And Rodgers does own the Bears, like you said, Butch. Mm-hmm. So with that, I'm going to go with you.
Wow. I love that. And Frank's analysis and Frank's quick picks coming up next. Is there any color you'd like to add, Frank, on that one?
I guess on that note, I'm going to hop off after this comment, actually. But Drew mentioned something about someone mentioned bench points here. Drew has a new segment. I look forward to hearing this segment at the end of the episode. Unfortunately, I won't hear it live. But love you guys, and I will catch you later.
Love you, Frank. Thank you for the great contribution.
Frank. Love you, dog.
Love you, Frank.
It in later, I'll just catch do it now, B. Let's just splice that in. Let's just splice that in.
Splice your segment in now? Yeah, you do your segment. I'll splice it correctly.
All right, I got a bench bombers of the week section here. Drew's bench bombers. And these two are high contenders for it. Ryan and Brendan both had some bombs on their bench that they just overlooked. I really can't fault B too much for it, so I chose Ryan as the official winner. Ryan had, let's see, who was it? Michael Thomas sat on his bench. Like, a little bit crazy, in my opinion. He had Cam Akers in flex, scored 0 points. Michael Thomas, like a big wideout, I think. Keep in mind, I know nothing about football. Michael Thomas, wideout for the New Orleans Saints, I think is the team name, scored 20 points on his bench. So, good job, Ryan. Maybe play that guy this week.
Drew, great segment, man.
Thanks.
Great segment. He is playing this week.
Yep.
Good. Yeah, we love that. Don't worry, we're going to splice this back around. Yeah. Now we're back into the second matchup here. The odds of Matt Tux, Sean, 1-0 versus Team Smoot. 0-1. Team Smoot couldn't get a win in his first matchup here. We all slept on Sean. He won last week against me. He got lucky. Listen, I slept on Sean, and three of my players got me 5 points combined, and he still only won by like 10 points. So I'm sleeping on Sean probably again, but let me just take a look into these lineups here. Kyler Murray looked fine last week. I really am down on the Cardinals. That does not help Smoot. Nick Chubb's going to get you 125 yards a game minimum. Maybe a touchdown, maybe not. James Robinson, I think, could be back in a big way. I don't think the Jags are that bad. They played a good game last week. Probably should have won. Diggs and St. Brown, good combo. Like, I really like Smoot's team overall. Sean's got Lamar versus Miami. Again, Miami's a real team, unlike the Jets, who they played last week, too. Eckler, I don't know. I like Eckler's like the ultimate. Everyone in fantasy loves him. He doesn't get my rocks off. I don't love Eckler or Antonio Gibson. AJ Brown and Jamar Chase and Mark Andrews is a huge thing for Sean there. This is going to be a close one, but I think I just have to do it. I'm going to pick Smoot, and I am absolutely comatose on the odds to Matt Tux. Drew, what do you think?
Why? I'm going next again. This is a tough
one. Oh, no, Mike, you go. Yeah.
Thanks.
Sorry, the splice confused me because I splice all the time.
Yeah.
The time
gotcha.
A lot of differences.
So, as it lies right now, Sean doesn't have a kicker. I think we all saw what happened last week. They got a safety playing kicker. So I'll just put that out there.
He did a good job.
Yeah, he did. He did good. I think Kyler's going to have a bounce back week this week. I think he's going to absolutely torch the fucking – are they still the Raiders? Yeah, the Vegas Raiders. Yeah. I love St. Brownie and Stephon Smoot. I think gets his first win this week, and I'm staying sleeping on Sean in the Autonomous Tux, or however the fuck you pronounce it.
It's the Autonomous Tux.
Automatux.
Yes. All right, Drew.
Oh. That's the kicker Tucker as his photo. I get it. Justin I get Tucker. It now. I get it.
Wait, that wasn't a bit last week?
You said it, but I missed it, and so I didn't understand. I didn't understand the name, but I get it now.
I thought you were doing a bit last week. That wasn't a bit.
Who'd Frankie pick? Frankie picked Smoot, too.
Listen, I don't know if I'm going to splice in Frank's picks before or after this, but I will spoil it if so. Let me see who Frankie picked. Yeah, he picked Smoot.
Okay. I need to ride with the front office because I'm trying not to end up like 20 points behind the picks here, Sean. Man, I'm so sorry. I really think it's going to be a close one. Good luck, bud. I'm picking Smoot.
There we All go. Right. It is going to be close. It's going to be a close matchup. There's no doubt about it.
I think that's going to be a good game. Next matchup, we have Always Fuck Mitch versus Daddy Longlegs. Big 1-0 win for Daddy Longlegs last week. Mitch, you know, as expected, took an L. Probably have that happen again. Still got Trey Lance in the starting lineup against Seattle. I do give Trey Lance maybe a pass for last week because of the conditions, but I really am not sold on him. Never have been. It's going to take a while for me to be. Mitch did get Jeff Wilson off waivers, so that's a big perk of him being so bad last week because he had a high waiver priority. Jeff Wilson's going to start. But the Trey Lance, Jeff Wilson stack, I don't know. Cooper Kupp obviously snapped and he's playing Atlanta. That's a good matchup. And then Daddy Longlegs got a lot of questionables. I think they're all going to play Kamara, Swift, and Pittman.
Yeah.
Gabriel Davis, can he keep it up? I mean, I think if Gabe Davis keeps up his crazy streak of, like, in the last four games he's played, he has, like, 7 touchdowns and, like, 700 yards. So I'm going to pick Alex because it's always fuck Mitch with the caveat that Gabe Davis does it again. So, Drew, what do you think?
Looking at these teams makes me realize how much I hate my team, bro. Mm. Kamara's going to come back this week. I think he was limited today at practice. Found that out by looking at Colleen's fantasy football team.
Nice.
Pittman's nasty. I didn't know who he was last week.
I watched
him a little bit this week. He is.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, he is indeed nasty. Keep in mind, I know nothing about football. I'm going with Mitch this week because I think this is going to be this is a good chance for me to gain some ground.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, I think this is going to be another good matchup. Trey Lance stinks, but Cooper Kupp is projected to put up quarterback numbers, which is fucking insane. He's projected to get 22 points.
Matt Stafford only throws to white receivers, Mike. It's him or a school warrior Nick or whatever. Those are the only guys getting catches out in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. But Stephon Diggs did say that wide receiver you need to draft this year, it's Gabriel Davis. And that is the reason why I'm going to go with Daddy Longlegs this week.
Gabe Davis might be the steal of the draft. That should be another good game. All right, moving into matchup 4. We have Joe Exotic, Frank, 1-0, versus the Glizzy Goblins, Mike, 0-1. I hope for your sake you get a big win. You're gonna need some fantasy wins this year, I think, some imaginary dubs. Frank's got Hurts, going to be a good fantasy quarterback this year with his running production. Still not sold on him as a pocket passer, but that's another discussion. Cordero Patterson, he was huge for me last year. I didn't think he would be able to do it again. I think he might be able to do it again. So Frank's team's looking really good. Aaron Jones is going to catch a ton of passes because there's no receivers. So the half PPR faction to that. Devontae. He's got Debo. I mean, Cortland Sutton in his flex. He's pretty stacked. Mike's got Wentz in the quarterback. He did put up good numbers last week fantasy wise. But you know you're down bad when that's where you're turning. I like Mixon, Mike. I think Amari Cooper last week didn't have big numbers, but he was getting open every play, just a couple missed throws. I think he has a chance to have a good week for you. Deontay Johnson, I think, is very good. Listen, Mike, I like your team. I can't pick against Frank, I don't think, this week. But I do think you have a chance. Drew, what do you think?
Frank.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Okay, so you – There was not a lot of quarterbacks that were that were worthy to be signed.
Yeah.
I think Carson has a good matchup versus a really bad Detroit Lions defense. Mm-hmm. I think the game's going to be a shootout, but mm-hmm. I do think Carson's going to put up points. So that's why I took Carson this week. This is going to be a rotating quarterback team until Dak decides that he wants to stay healthy. So am I going to have Carson Wentz next week? I don't know. I can't predict the future. So stay tuned on that. my team put up dog shit numbers last week. But we're going to bounce back. I'm feeling a good game. And I think I'm going to put Frank in the dirt this week. I don't think his team's going to pop. I think Jalen Hurts might die this weekend versus the Minnesota Vikings. Sorry, Drew. So
he's I'm gonna playing on Monday. Himself. He's not even playing this weekend.
This week. He's playing this week.
Well,
technically next week if you think Sunday, Monday factors in a new week. But, yes, in football, same week. Mike, I have two things for you here.
Yeah.
First thing, are you interested in a Derek Carr or an Aaron Rodgers?
Okay, no collusion on the podcast.
This is not collusion. This is this is the exact opposite.
This is the exact. That's
this
the
is
opposite.
Live trade negotiation.
No trade
here.
Negotiations on the pod.
Just Mike, tell me if you're interested.
Yes.
Okay, we'll circle back on that. I may need one more week to decide which of the two I want to keep. But moving forward in the season, I might have you on one of those guys. The other thing I want to say is Minnesota the best team in the NFC?
No.
There's a lot of teams looked not very good last week. The NFC is maybe as bad as it's ever been in comparison to the AFC. I think Minnesota's at least top three team in the NFC. We'll find out this week against the Eagles, who are also contending for that spot. Next matchup. We have Mr. Jeffers. Big win last week for him, 1-0 versus 0-9. Also a big win for you.
Yep.
1-0.
Yep.
I'm going to just do a little deep dive in these rosters. Drew, I do love, you know, Mahomes. Everyone was worried about how he would do without Tyreek. Turns out totally fine. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
the offense, it's his skill. He's going to be totally fine this year.
Yep.
We got Joe Burrow starting for Mr. Jeffers. Did not look good last week, but I don't think that holds. He's also playing Dallas. That should be an easy win.
Yep.
Drew, you got some questionables. Are they all playing?
Nah.
Harris, Gage, and Kittle?
Kittle's probably not going to play. Harris is going to play. Gage is going to play.
Okay. Did Gage play last week?
Gage, I don't know. I benched him. I don't think he played last week.
Yeah. If Godwin's going to play this week, I would suggest you play him over Olave or Gage. Otherwise, honestly, Jesse's got a pretty good team. I mean, A.J. Dillon's getting a lot of carries in Green Bay. James Conner is good. Like, he had 16 touchdowns last year. I don't love his per carry production, but it doesn't really matter for fantasy. Justin Jefferson absolutely went insane last week. I don't think anyone's going to be able to stop him this year. This is going to be a tight one. I do think Burrow bounces back, and I think that gives Joff just enough to get over the hump. I'm going to pick Joff here. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I got absolutely bukkakied by Jesse's team last week. Mm-hmm. Drew, you got a good team, buddy, but Najee Harris got injured again last week, and I got to go with the hot hand here. I'm going to go with Mr. Jeffers, who put up absolute points on a dog shit Glizzy Goblins team.
All right, Drew, tell us why we're wrong.
I would love to, guys, but I'm going to do the best I can this week because that's all you can do, right? I'm taking Jesse this week, too.
Week two, he's already in the reverse jinx mode.
Yep.
And you're 1-0. I don't know. I mean, that seems like a desperation play for a 1-0 team, but hey, I don't.
I won by less than a point last week against Cormac.
But you won.
Yep.
And against Cormac.
Yeah. Yep. He's been pretty steady this year.
Pretty steady the whole time he's been in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm doing it. Picking Jesse.
All right. Well, next matchup, toilet bowl here. Elijah 0-1 versus Cormac 0-1. You really hate to see how Cormac lost a couple goal line opportunities, fumble. It's not what you want to see for him, but maybe he can bounce back. I do think I shat on the Kirk Cousins thing. I may be coming around on him. I think their new offense in Minnesota, they might be unlocking a 33-year-old Kirk Cousins. Is that how old he is? That's a complete guess. I feel like that's right. Someone Google how old Kirk Cousins is, 32 or 30. I'm saying 33.
I'll Google.
Google Mike. That being said, you got Elijah's got Herbert versus Kansas City. Tough matchup. Dalvin Cook versus Philadelphia. Philadelphia defense is not very good.
Shit.
Is he 33?
He's 34.
Oh, damn. All right. I really wanted that one. Dalvin Cook against Philly, he's going to go crazy because Philly cannot stop the run, which we learned last week. Their offense is great. Their defense needs some work. Brandon Cooks and CD Lamb don't love that wide receiver combo. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think, will be good for Cormac. McCaffrey, I mean, the Panther, every time McCaffrey touched the ball last week, he got 10 yards at least. They just didn't give him the ball. Seems like a weird strategy, if you ask me, when you have Christian McCaffrey on your team. I think that's going to turn around. Javonte Williams, pretty good. I think these teams are both mid, to be honest.
That's very Gen Z of you.
I think these teams are both mid, bruh. I'm going to go with Cormac just because of previous success. Like, in my mind, it's going to be hard for me to comprehend Cormac having a bad team, which he might. But for week two, I'm going to pick him. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I was with Cormac last weekend. We slugged down some beers, got fucked up together. So that's the main reason why I'm going to go with Cormac, but I'll get a little deeper in on that. Elijah is starting CeeDee Lamb. They don't have a starting quarterback right now. Jerry Jones is telling anybody with a Cowboys uniform to come to practice this week. So that's probably not a good look. He might want to start Jesse Palmer. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Josh Palmer, because Keenan Allen's out this week. So that's probably a good pickup for him. But
Mike, that's astute analysis.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So for those reasons, I'm going to go with Phil Rollins Sox. You can't bet against Cole's Cash, Kirk Cousins, or Christian McCaffrey.
Love that. Drew, what do you think?
I think DJ Moore underperformed last week. I think Kyle Pitts underperformed last week. I think Cormac.
Kyle Pitts always underperforms, bro. Kyle Pitts sucks. I'm on the Kyle Pitts sucks train.
Not early in his career to be on that. But, yep, I think he's overhyped a little.
Bro, okay. He had one a little. I mean, you guys are already off him. Either way, I think both those players underperformed last week, and I think Cormac's team is better than he showed, and so I'm going with him.
All right. Just to be clear, I am absolutely not off Kyle Pitts. I think he's a little overrated as a, like, top three-round fantasy pick.
Sure, I agree with that.
Which, you know, but time will tell, right? So those are all the game picks. We got to get into everyone's favorite segment, Bets of the Week. I guess you should bet with us because 3-0 last week on our Bets of the Week. I got to pull up the lines. I haven't done any research. This is how I typically bet. So let's see. Let's see what we got going on. If anyone else has a bet ready to go, feel free to
say
them while I look.
I do. Okay? Can I give two bets or are we chalked into one?
You can give two, but you have to pick a bet of the week.
Yeah, right.
Okay. My bet of the week is that Cuse are home dogs versus a not great Purdue team. So take the orange plus 1.5 at home versus Purdue.
Mike, I love that. I was going to do the same, but I will not, just so the people have more bets. What's your other – you had another bet, a secondary bet?
I do. This one I think is a – you know, I think it's good. He caught the ball a lot last week. He dropped a touchdown. We got Mecole Hardman, anytime touchdown scorer, at plus 200 odds.
Okay. Mecole, anytime TD. Drew, you got a bet of the week?
I just joined DraftKings, and so I got like 9 free bets. So I have like bets all over the place, mostly like crazy parlays. like I bet some crazy shit. Like, either way.
Kid's got a new vice.
I can confirm he bet some crazy fucking shit this week.
Yeah, I really did ask Mikey. I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals this week.
Spread, money line.
Yeah, what's the spread? 5.5?
5.5.
I would like the money line this week for the Arizona Cardinals against the LV Raiders. I like that.
Okay.
I like it. You get some more money. You know, I think it's less likely that I'm going to win it. Money line here, you know, I get it, but I'm just trying to win some money for my boys and I.
Yep. All right. My bet of the week. You guys made fun of me last week when I said Seattle plus 6.5. Guess what? Seattle plus 8.5 against the Niners. 8.5 is a massive spread for the NFL. Geno motherfucking Smith balled out a little bit. I don't think the Seahawks are that bad. I think they're probably going to lose to the Niners, but I have no faith in Trey Lance. Elijah Mitchell's out. Seattle Seahawks plus 8.5 seems like free money, which is probably why I'm wrong. But that's going to be my pick of the week. And then, as always, ride that Q's spread plus 1.5. If I would say do money line, but the difference in money is not really any different. I do think they went outright. Q's top 25 team this year, I think. We'll see.
Are they ranked yet? They should be.
No, not yet. Because, you know, beating UConn doesn't do much for the
Pacers. No, you're right. But when they fucking smack that Boilermaker pussy this weekend,
yep,
they're going to be ranked.
They better be. All right, gents, I got a lot of splicing back and forth to do, a lot of editing. probably a couple hours in the suite. Is there any final comments or thoughts? Oh, also, I didn't go over our records from last week. I'll just do next week. I'll do a full recap. Oh, no, just I'll just do two. Week, then I have to work again tonight. I'll do a full 2 week recap because I'm going to be in the editing booth for at least the next 2-3 hours.
Splicing.
I love your commitment to the league, Butch. I'm going to say it right now.
Mike, thank you. And here's the thing is, I will splice it. I almost don't want to because I think it's funnier if I don't. I'm going to cut this part probably. So I'm on the fence of whether or not I'll actually splice.
Can you even splice on this app?
Yes.
Yeah. Anchor's dope.
Yeah, you can absolutely splice, Drew. It's not even a thing. It's just a little bit of work. I could easily do it, but I think it's almost funnier if I don't. What do you guys think?
Splice it. Make it sound good.
Drew?
I just always assumed you were not going to splice it.
Yeah. See, this is my thing because I have a brand.
That's a bit.
It's kind of a bit. Maybe I'll even leave this in. Live discussion.
I got it.
All right, boys. Good night. Good luck to everyone in the league. Hopefully we all get wins except Mitch, even though that's physically impossible. Somehow I hope it happens. Any closing statements?
Nope.
Nope.
All right. Peace out, everyone.
Peace.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.